You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
How many times a year does a celebration call for sweet treats? Well, I think just about once a week almost. Yet we all know we shouldn't be eating them. Well, our guest, Brenda Bennett, the sugar-free mom, with her recently released cookbook, Oh, It's So Good, is in our Family Food Kitchen today. Brenda, does sugar-free mean there's no sugar at all in all of your fabulous recipes?
No, absolutely not. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. It just means that they're naturally sweetened, or the recipes are using sugar-free alternatives that are natural, like stevia.
Well, you know, I start off by saying celebrations cause for sweet treats, and I said, oh my gosh, I think almost once a week, because we have, you know, birthdays, and there's so many reasons why we're asked to bring treats to school or to friends or have them at our house. So it's so great that you've created this book. Let's just get right to the sweeteners. You said there's some sugar and others and other sweeteners. Let's just get a list out for everyone to know what you use to sweeten.
Right. I mean, in the cookbook, it's not just desserts. I do want to specify that. There are breakfast, make-ahead breakfast recipes. There are a lot of family-friendly and crock-pot dinners and lunch. And the majority is snacks and desserts, because that's the hardest thing to make without sugar. In the cookbook, I share natural sugars, and I explain them. I use honey or coconut sugar, brown rice syrup, and some others, as well as the sugar-free alternatives I choose to use are stevia and erythritol. So that's what the combination of recipes make up in the book, and I also share labels. So each recipe shares whether it's either sugar-free with less than a gram of sugar or naturally sweetened. It could have fruits in it, like applesauce. And some of the recipes are dairy-free, and some are low-carbohydrate.
Wow. Ellen was right. I do have your book, and when I received the book, the cover alone had my mouth watering, but I
Yay!
Put it on the coffee table. It's awesome. I put it on the coffee table, and I have two kids. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and my 4-year-old doesn't know how to read, but he was looking through the book. And then my daughter comes next to him, and he's going, what's this one? Can you read it? What's this one? And they're flipping through the pages, and then they're going, Mom, can you make this one? Can you make this
wonderful.
One? I was like, will you guys just shut that book? I can't cook all that right now.
I know,
they wanted
right?
to make everything right away. But
so
they absolutely loved it.
My youngest, he's 9 now, but when the book came to our house, and I actually got the hard copy, he went and did the same thing. He went through every page. I love that recipe. When are you going to make that again? So it's exciting to me, because I took my own photographs for the book, and I was very nervous and scared
wow.
to do it. But I feel really pleased with how it came out, and the kids do love all the recipes. But that is a problem when you leave it on the coffee table. Then they want something every day.
I am blown away that you took all those photographs. You are quite the gifted one, not just in the
Thank
kitchen,
you.
But with the camera. It's because they
Thank
are,
you.
And we can see that on your site too, sugarfreemom.com. You can see the photographs if listeners want to take an immediate look. And then it's available on Amazon. We're really pushing this book, I have to tell you. But that's because we do have reasons to have sweet treats, and we want to make them the healthier versions. And you've just made that so simple for us. What is a favorite cookie that you want to introduce to our listeners?
Well, I think everybody probably has heard of Magic Bars, made with graham crackers, sweetened condensed milk, chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like three layers of not really great recipes. Well, I had to come up with a healthy version. I knew that would be, and it's on page 160 if you have the book in front of you. And I made, I did use coconut sugar, but only a quarter cup to get that caramel flavor. And in order to make a crust, my youngest has a tree nut allergy, so I cannot use almond milk, almond flour, anything like that. And so many of the recipes use sunflower seeds with coconut. So the crust is a nice tender mixture of shredded coconut, unsweetened, raw sunflower seeds, some salt and butter, and then the homemade coconut sugar, coconut milk kind of caramel there. and it's topped with chocolate chips and shredded coconut. I mean, it literally takes no time at all, bakes in 30 minutes. I mean, that is a winner whenever you need to take a dessert to a party, and that is just a winning recipe. Nobody even cares or notices that it's any different than traditional, you know, magic bar.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it sounds better than the traditional to me, because if those ingredients are ingredients that I probably have in my cupboard, you know, instead of condensed milk, which I would have to go out and buy. So that's fantastic. You know, one of the ones that my kids were just so excited about was your grain-free chocolate glazed donut. And that's probably because my kids, they know that donuts are a huge no in my house, you know, your regular type of donuts. So when they saw this on a book that I approve, they were like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here?
right. Yes. Those are yummy. Those are quite yummy. And I'm fortunate, thankfully, to have some good reviews so far of my cookbook on Amazon, sharing that someone had made them and they just could not even believe how tasty they were. You know, so it makes me excited that people are trying the recipes and sharing that, how much they like them. It just thrills me.
Yeah, I mean, that one, you know, one of the best parts is, well, not only it's fun because it uses coconut flour, which is a little bit different. If you've never made something with it, I think that's a good recipe to try. And then obviously you're not deep frying them.
Yes, so, right, they're baking, yeah. So they do have a little, you know, there's definitely a difference in flavor compared to a typical traditional donut. I mean, that's just the, you know, that's just the way it goes when you're making healthier versions. But as you're, you know, as the children and as the family get used to eating less and less packaged food and processed food and store-bought things, then, you know, these donuts are pretty darn good. You know, so I think it just takes some time, you know, for those who are just starting out with trying to convert the family to less sugar. It will take some time for them, but eventually they do get used to it. And my kids love everything I make now. So, and they're you know, and they're happy about it. I mean, and I do want to put in a plug for my chocolate bar, because, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so you can make your own candy. I have a superfood chocolate bar in the cookbook, and I add quinoa and flax seeds and chia seeds. So it's got a little bit like almost like a crispy rice texture, you know, the crispy rice bars, like, yeah, so it's got some crunch in it, and it's just nice. You just have to buy the molds, and, you know, you can make your own candy.
Wow, you have a solution for everything. You've done such a great job. I know you spent toiled hours and hours in the kitchen. I do want to mention that I think you also agree that that doesn't mean we can have all these wonderful recipes on a daily basis or in great quantities. So you have to be select about that, because your children are healthy. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's definitely, these are desserts. I mean, whether they are natural sugar or sugar-free even, well, the sugar-free ones are definitely not going to make someone crave and want to eat like a whole box, you know, the whole amount of cookies or something. But it's portion control, and that's the key. I try to just limit the snacking type things to the weekend. But, you know, everybody has a sweet tooth. But it is more about moderation, I think. So, like, you know, yeah, just because they're sugar-free recipes doesn't mean you can eat a dessert every day, especially like the one that's like a chocolate tart or, you know, chocolate cupcake, you know. It's just something that we have to learn to control, you know, even myself. I have to learn to, I do have a big sweet tooth, hence that's why I'm sugar-free mom.
You're so right, Brenda, but that's the good thing. When we are going to have a treat, when we are going to have a dessert, it's best to have one that was made at home, and especially one that is from your book. I want to invite everybody to look for Brenda Bennett's book. It's called The Sugar-Free Mom, Naturally Sweet and Sugar-Free Recipes for the Whole Family. So look for the book, and in the meantime, visit her website, sugarfreemom.com. And for some of our past shows or more episodes, more information, go to radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.